This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what's taking place in the grains?
Actually, kind of a bright spot in the overnight trade. You know, here in the break, corn up 6 cents, beans up 12. Wheat a little positive as well after just taking a lashing yesterday. You got KC up 12, Chicago up 5. So, you know, definitely a good feel to the morning here, but we're also kind of prepping for WASD report tomorrow. That's the more important one, crop production, kind of a moot point this time of year. Export sales come out this morning and impressive in corn, and maybe the most surprising piece of it was it's fairly impressive for beans. We actually beat the top end of the range of trade expectations for the weekly export sales in soybeans. First time we've done that in quite some time. Meal had a huge week in the export market last week. Didn't see that again this week, but that's to be expected following the big numbers we saw last week. Soybean oil had a really nice week, which we haven't seen for quite a while. So there are some things to hang your hat on in the grains. And of course, with the weakness that we've seen over the past several weeks and making those lows, technically, it looks a little better as well. So maybe we'll put something together here.
Eric, I'm not sure I would have thought you would have used the word impressive for the corn and soybean export sales numbers because it's been so paltry lately. So what's kind of been driving that?
Well, at some point, low prices cure low prices. And I think we've finally gotten to a point where we're starting to see a little more interest in U.S. origin grain, although China's still buying large quantities from other sources. You know, you talk about their Canadian canola purchases, Ukrainian corn purchases, Brazilian soybean purchases. Those are the big ticket items, and we've been hearing about that nonstop. And none of that is business here, right? But we are getting enough of these smaller sales to add up on a weekly total.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
May corn up 6 even at 434 and 3 quarters. May soybeans up 10.5 at 1158 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, April live cattle up 32 cents at 187.57. March feeder cattle down 47 cents at 250.55. April lean hogs down 10 cents at 84.90. April pork cutout down 7 cents at 92.42. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.